Today, we are diving into the depths of the internet to answer questions from the Relationship Advice Forum on Reddit. Here we go. My name is Kimberly Beam Holmes, and I'm the CEO at Marriage Helper. And here is the first question. My husband, who is 36, gave me, a 34-year-old female, that's the exact breakdown of my husband and I, by the way, a year to lose weight, fix our dead bedroom situation, and get better mentally, or he will leave. How do I handle this? We have been suffering from dead bedroom for a few years. I have never heard of that. I am also in depression and my mental health is not good. So that likely explains the reason that she doesn't have any libido and the reason that she's probably gained weight. And my mental health is not good, she says. I'm also overweight and gained quite a bit over the years, which again, makes sense if she has depression. Well, we've went through two rough months recently and he gave me an ultimatum like an idiot. I said that, not her. He is giving me 1 year to fix all of this, or says that he also deserves happiness with someone who loves him. I understand his intentions, but I can't seem to shake the feeling that putting all this responsibility to me is not right. 100%. That is correct. Also, if he decides to leave, the blame can be put on me in an instant. I'm already having so many mental issues and medicated with self-esteem, fear of loneliness, trust issues, and this ultimatum is not helping me. I'm not sure what to do. Of course I want to lose weight, work on myself and my relationship, but I feel really uncomfortable with this ultimatum. Well, I do too. So the bottom line is, why would you give an ultimatum? Anyone in any relationship. Here's the thing. You said, till death do us part. But now all of a sudden, because your wife is struggling to have a libido because she's depressed, because she's gained some weight, now it's not till death do us part. Now it's until you lose weight, do us part. How is that trust building? It's not. It's not at all. It completely undermines the commitment and the foundation of the relationship. Now, I'm not going to completely throw the husband under the bus. Does he have valid concerns? Yes, he does. If there is no sex happening, then he's probably incredibly sexually frustrated, and it's not fair to him long-term that he continues to live in a sexless marriage. That only leads to an increase of temptation outside, which he's likely going to be more subject to possibly falling into. Again, it wouldn't be his wife's fault, but like, he has needs. We are sexual beings. And so it is important that gets resolved. Also, yes, it can be very difficult to live with someone who is depressed. So then what do we do with this situation? They're still in the early parts of their lives, 34 and 36. The ultimatum, though, was not the right choice. So if I was going to be talking to the husband, who is not the one who wrote the post, it was the wife, but I'm going to address the husband first. Here's what I would say he should have done. Number one, you should have never given your wife, who is depressed, an ultimatum. It's ridiculous. Instead, what you should have done was gone to her and said, I love you and I am here for you. I'm concerned about you and I want to help you get the healing and the help that you need to get through this rough spot that you're in. That's the number one thing that matters in this situation. Because the sex stuff, the weight stuff, all of that, none of that can be fixed until the core issue is fixed, which is the fact that your wife is going through a really hard time. She's depressed and you did not make it any better. In fact, you made it worse. I would recommend that you go and apologize and that you tell your wife you love her, you're here for her, you support her, and you want to tackle the core issue together because you do want to go back to having a healthy, vibrant marriage, sex life, all the things. But that's not the core. The core right now is her. Now, it's the wife who wrote this, and she said, I don't feel comfortable with this ultimatum. Like, absolutely, I wouldn't feel comfortable with the ultimatum either. So what can you do, wife? My encouragement to you, since your husband probably isn't watching this video, is to go to him and say, I'm struggling. And the fact that you didn't see the fact that I'm hurting and I'm depressed and I need help and instead gave me an ultimatum really hurts. Here's what I would like to see. I would like us to work together as a team to help me get through the fact that I'm really struggling with depression right now. But in order for me to get through that, I'm gonna need your support. And I'm not gonna need this threat of an ultimatum hanging on top of me. So can we work through this together? Ideally, you would come to something like what we do in our workshops, because it can be very difficult for your husband, if he has said all this, to hear you in the space that you would be trying to communicate with him in. But at the end of the day, you don't have to agree to an ultimatum like this. And that doesn't mean that you have to give up on your marriage. Not at all. I think that it's a healthy thing to be able to realize and address his concerns. I understand that we haven't been having sex for a while. I understand that these are things that might be hurtful to you and bothering you. I want to work those things out. I want us to get back to a healthy place. How can we do this together? The key to a healthy marriage and a healthy relationship is realizing you're on the same team. And the minute that you start seeing your spouse as the enemy is the minute your relationship starts to suffer. Your spouse is not the enemy. Your spouse is your ally. It's the goal of the marriage to work together as a team to overcome difficult situations such as these. Here's the second question we're covering today. My husband, who is 32, and I am 34, have been married for 8 years. He made a callous remark in bed. What do you guys make of it? And then we're going to hear the story of what he said. Oh boy. My husband and I were in bed last night, and I asked him to play with me. He said, "Sure, after all, you're just an object." Okay, I immediately removed his hand and said, "Excuse me, what?" He replied, "You're an object," and chuckled. I told him that's not funny. He said he was joking, and again I said, "I don't care, that's not funny. It's disrespectful and out of line. Why would you even say that to me? Where in your right mind did you think that this was a good idea to say that?" He then said he was just joking, "I'm overreacting, he's sorry," and tried to proceed to continue. And then she basically said no. And he forcefully tried to hold and kiss me. All I wanted was for him to get the hell away from me, so I kept pushing him away. The more I pushed, the more he tried to overpower me, and I ended up slapping him because he wouldn't back up. I then asked him what the hell is wrong with him. I called him childish and immature and told him that he has no respect for me or my boundaries. I told him that I think he does see me as an object because he clearly doesn't respect me enough to leave me alone or at least back up. Why? This is a lot to post on a Reddit form. I told him the fact that he's forcefully trying to get me to cuddle with him after that stupid remark goes to show how little he cares about what I want and what I don't want. He said, "Chill out." I said, "I would chill out if you backed the heck up and stopped trying to forcefully grab me. I'm not asking you to go sleep on the couch. I'm just telling you to let go of me and back up and to move your pillow to your side of the bed." He said, "How about you go sleep on the couch?" And I said, "What is wrong with you? I work tomorrow and you don't." Okay. And he said, "Sorry," and that it was a joke. I then told him to go ask his mom how she'd feel if his dad told her she was an object, and to ask his brother how his wife would feel if he said that to her. Okay. He said, "I get your point," and got up and went to the living room. "I'm really mad right now, not only because of that idiot remark, but also because of the behavior that followed." What did he expect? Did he expect for me to tell him? Okay, not going to say that. "I don't know what to make of this. This is not okay," so on and so forth. She's fuming. Okay. I don't know that I would have posted this on Reddit, but nevertheless, here we are. Whew. All right. Did her husband say something stupid? And let me just back up and say, clearly, this is the only insight to this relationship that any of us have. Any of us. So we can't know how great their marriage was previously, if he has done things like this in the past. Like, we don't know if either of them are totally stable, but let's just assume the best of intentions with everyone in this, because otherwise there's so many rabbit holes we could go down. Here's what I would say. Did her husband say something stupid? Yes, he did. But let's assume that this isn't in character with him. Let's assume that he's just a stupid boy that Keith Urban sings about, and he said something that he actually did regret. Like, let's assume that when he said he was joking, that he was actually joking. Was it stupid? Absolutely. Should he have said it? Absolutely not. Let's all assume the best of intentions. It escalated quickly. And a lot of the escalation was due to the fact, well, it was due to two things. It was due to, first of all, the fact that the woman in this situation took it very personally, and she has every right to do so. Therefore, she wanted to stop the intimacy at that point, which is her right. Should he have agreed with that? Yes. Even in marriage, you can still be raped. And I'm not saying what he was doing was rape, but if she said no, and if she said she wasn't feeling like it, the respectful thing at that point for him to do would be to back off. Now, let's assume that because he was trying to rectify the situation, let's assume that was his intention. Not that he was just trying to use his wife for sex, but he was actually trying to, like, smooth things over by trying to continue on with the interaction, which clearly didn't work well for her. So what could have gone different here? Because that's her question. What do you guys make of it? And I am sure the internet had a ton of comments about this. Here's what I would make of the situation. Perhaps your husband said something stupid, and perhaps the best thing to do is forgive and move on. But instead, what happened was a continual, on both sides, but there was a continual festering of the situation and escalation of it. Like, this didn't have to end up on Reddit. This could have simply been, you're an object anyway. After all, you're just an object. Because also, like, let's also say here, she begun the conversation with, play with me, which is, I don't know, I personally think it's a little strange. So, but it's fine. Like, she has every right. And so he was probably just continuing to go on that same line of thought. Here's the bigger flag for me. The fact that this escalated so quickly that way is an indicator that there are other problems in the relationship. Other problems where, and let me say it this way, one of the things that we say at Marriage Helper is everything that happens inside the bedroom affects what happens outside the bedroom. And everything that happens outside the bedroom affects what happens inside the bedroom. So if they are getting this riled up over a comment that shouldn't have been made inside the bedroom, then there's likely similar situations happening outside the bedroom. Therefore, it's important to really understand why they're having so much conflict and why they're not communicating well with each other. Since we don't have much time in this video, I'm going to recommend that the next video you watch to better understand all of that has to do with the video that we, as at the time of this shooting, we just shot it, so I'm sure it'll be on YouTube, that we'll link back to, on how to improve communication in your marriage. And in that video, I go way deeper into each of these areas of how we can improve communication and how we can better handle conflict. But my encouragement to this couple is there's something amiss. And it's either that you aren't doing conflict well in your normal everyday life, and so you are taking everything, both of you, way more personally than it needs to be, or there's something else going on, and that's what needs to be fixed. Okay, let's go to our last question. My husband, who is 22, and I, who am also 22. So on Reddit, everyone just tells their age.
Yeah.
Okay. My husband and I are struggling with our marriage. Do we fix it? The too long didn't read says, I'm struggling with whether to end my 5-year relationship or to fix things. I have been married for 3 years, but the last year has been very difficult. My husband does not want to communicate, go to therapy, or work on improving our relationship. He plays video games all day and does not show affection or care for our relationship anymore. I feel detached from my husband and have opened up to flirting with others, but I do not want to throw away our marriage for someone else that I just met. I totally understand how this feels. In fact, it was, she said that she's 22. My husband and I got married when I was 21. He was 23. And the first 2 to 3 years of our marriage, I absolutely understand the feeling of, I don't feel like I'm even here. Like, why are we even married? What are we doing here? In fact, probably 6 months after we got married, I remember we were living in Korea, and I remember calling my mom at the gym on base because my husband was in the military. I was like sitting in a hallway, calling my mom, crying and saying, I'm just scared I made the biggest mistake of my life. To which my mom said, oh no, like, babe, it's normal to feel that way. She didn't realize how deep the hurt went, that I knew that every day when he got home, he wasn't going to pay attention to me. He was going to go and play video games. He was going to do anything but interact with me. And I had moved halfway around the world and changed my entire life to be with him. But there was one thing I knew. There were several things I knew, but one thing I knew was I had made a commitment that he was my husband. And the second thing I knew was I wasn't about to let people see that I had failed. I was going to do everything I could to work to change and save the marriage. And he wasn't interested. He wasn't interested in doing counseling or doing therapy. Just like this woman says, he wasn't, and it was hard to communicate because there was a gap and a division between us. But here is the thing. Now, what I can tell you, looking back, we have been married 13 years. We have been together for 14 years. We have 2 amazing children together. He is my best friend. I don't know how I would get through any of my days without him. He is the person at the end of every day that I can completely unload on, and he is there for me. He is affectionate. He is communicative. Like, we have grown so much, and I am so glad that I did not turn in the towel or throw in the towel or give up, even though I never would have seen an ending like we have now, or at least where we are now. It's not the end. But I never would have believed it. I never would have believed it from the shoes that you're sitting in. What did I do? What did I do to turn around our marriage? I prayed a lot, and I started working on me. Because every time that I would try and get him to work on it, it would just end up with fighting and silence, and nothing ever got through. So it wasn't going to work that way. So what did I do? I started working on myself, physically, intellectually, emotionally, spiritually. I stopped seeing myself as the victim and began to realize that actually one of the reasons that my husband was unattached, that he was kind of in his own world when he would come home at the end of each day, is because he was going through an incredibly stressful time in his job that I was completely unaware of because I was so focused on how he was not meeting my needs. But he had needs that I wasn't help meeting because I was so self-absorbed in my own mindset. And so when I actually began to think about how can I show him love, even when I'm pissed at him, how can I be my best self, physically, intellectually, emotionally, spiritually? How can I evoke emotions within him that he enjoys feeling? That's when things began to change. Did it happen overnight? No. It took about 2 years. But when it changed for the better. And I am a different person. I am a better person for committing, for working on my marriage, for doing what it took to turn it around in the situation that we were in. And we have 14 years total together so far and counting as a testament to that. So my encouragement to you, because you asked the question, do I continue trying or do I just throw in the towel, is don't give up yet. You never know what amazing things are on the other side of this fight. If you enjoyed this video, we would love to hear from you. Maybe you can even put a link of a Reddit question that you want us to answer in a future episode. But also, there was another recent video I did where I was answering Google's most asked questions about marriage and relationships. So that one's going to play next. Go ahead and watch that one and be sure that you subscribe to Marriage Helper. Remember, there is always, always hope.